to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Bang! What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and who am I kidding? I'm a fraud.
It's about time you copped up to it.
Energy Esports is one of our sponsors. Mainframe. Insane in the Mainframe. Buy your clothes. Do whatever you want. Oblivion Comics and Coffee. I mean, they rock. They're the best. Go there, too. I don't even want to do this. Aaron, can you take over?
It's about time, everybody. First off, go pick up my mixtape. Let's support the real art.
What is it? Sheldon Monk and the writer?
Actually, you know what? Support your local artists. Yes. Support your local artists. We have David Webb on the show. What's happening, David?
What's going on, everybody? Corey's in a weird mood.
Yeah, but we're just going to glaze right over that. Glaze right over that. And, of course, all the way from Pasadena, we have Ivy Doom Kitty with us.
You guys all fail.
What are you talking
all
about?
All of you.
You're talking about the radio voice that you just did?
You're not.
1035 Pasadena.
Jesus.
You're not from Pasadena?
No, I'm from LA.
Oh, okay. I mean, I always thought you were from Pasadena.
Hey, guys. This is Ivy Doom Kitty, and welcome to the latest episode of Video Game Bang, featuring Corey and Aaron. And not to forget, Mark Webb.
Wow.
Although
she forgot my name, and she forgot me as a whole.
She stuttered through the end, I think.
Ivy, I'm flattered that you named me as being on this show, but let's face it. I'm nobody. I don't even know why I'm here.
About damn time.
I mean,
we've been saying that for years. It's finally gotten through.
It's have you guys ever heard of existential crisis?
What is that?
It's the feeling of, like, why are we here? Like, what's the point of existence? You know.
You want to know why he's feeling like this?
He had shrooms.
You want? No. It's because Luke Cage got some of his mama last night.
Wow.
Son, where'd you find that?
Christmas. You know, usually when she makes that joke, it hurts inside, but it's just nothing. It's dead. There's nothing going on.
Well, you've been dead inside for a while.
Hurts who inside, though?
It usually hurts me inside. Usually,
I thought you were talking about your mother.
Damn!
Oh, man.
Oh. You teed that one up, sir. You teed that one up, and I could not swing.
Oh, man.
So,
Corey, we love you. Come on.
Oh, man. All right, so what's up?
Thanks for asking, David.
It's Mark.
I've just started the melodramaticness. I want to move on, so...
Oh, man.
I've been riding the high the last couple months of being just so right on everything.
Oh,
I've been right on Mass Effect. I was like gambling.
Wait, name some more. Because you just stopped at that one.
Destiny 2.
It's kind of like
Destiny 2.
You kind of prematurely
is in question
hands.
Now. Basically, what happened is Aaron had a hot streak of I told you so moments over the last week, and it got to me. The first one being, and let's just get right into it. Let's take the gloves off and talk about it. I was so confident Red Dead Redemption 2 was not going to get pushed. And news comes out a day ago, maybe 2 days ago, that they've pushed the game's launch to spring 2018.
That is a third trimester hard 18-hour labor push. Like, that's not saying, okay, January, you know, we're coming fresh, brand new year. They said spring. So they're going through a cold winter and then waiting for those flowers to bloom.
And I have this in the show notes, but I think it's the latest report is after April 1st.
Ooh.
So we're talking, like, through March.
You might as well just say a full year. You might as well just say near. We're pushing it a year.
Damn, April 2017 was the last month.
Yeah, it just happened.
The reasoning, it just happened. They cited as a reason that they felt it was an incomplete gaming experience.
And you need to stand up and applaud that behavior from a freaking behavior. Developer. Yes.
Yeah. Applaud that behavior.
Applaud that behavior.
That's now right. That Ivy goes to college, she's going to call us out on every spelunking error.
Yeah, it's... I was ecstatic. Not because I was right.
It was a little bit wide, though. Yeah, it was a little bit.
70-30.
Yeah, call it what it is.
The 70 me being right and the 30 being
what can we do, obviously. Corey, to lift your spirits?
Release Red Dead tomorrow.
Yeah, I want Red Dead Redemption this year.
Aside from Red Dead, is there anything we can do? What can we do? Do you want to see my balls, Corey?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, God, and she's showing us her balls, her kangaroo balls.
Do you just, like, keep those on the...
She has them everywhere.
She has many
they
sets.
They hang out, like, right here. They're literally, like, they're hanging out.
You know,
out right
Batman has batarangs? Yeah.
She had ballerangs.
She just has like kangaroo balls in her belt. And I want to say thank you. If you're crap. Watching this stream, Sheldon just hooked us up with some bits. One, Sheldon! Two, three, four, five.
500.
500 bits. So thank you very much. If you watch the show, you can interact with us. You can donate the bits. It gives you a cool little logo next to your name. And we love you more than the other people.
And he's
Sheldon's my boy. He's Sheldon, his freaking top spot. Sheldon, I game with Sheldon.
Sheldon's legit.
Yeah, he is.
The other thing, okay, so if it wasn't bad enough, it wasn't getting kicked in my left nut when I found out that Aaron was right about Red Dead Redemption. He came back around and swung for the right one when the TV show Powerless is being canceled after only one season.
Not even a full season.
Yeah, and that's what's hurting.
They pulled it. They pulled like it. The last three episodes.
That's.
And didn't I call that? I said it was going to make it a full season.
Yeah, you. So Webb actually, yeah.
So it was a... Never mind. We tag teamed.
You want to rephrase that one?
Yep.
Okay. Regardless, I thought it was a great show. I put the full blame on...
the writers?
No. What's her name? Vanessa Hudgens.
No, yep. Don't put it on
Ben. I'm blaming Vennie Hudge.
Don't blame V. Hudgie.
Yep.
Don't blame V. Hudgie. She's hot.
It's Vennie Hudge's fault. She's a terrible actress. Let's get that right.
She's hot.
She's so Disney. She's Disney to her bones.
Wasn't she in that wait.
She has her head in the game.
Wait, she was in that movie where they were like drug dealers or something with what was it, like they were Beach Goer, Spring Break.
Oh, snap. Was it called? I think it was called Spring Break. No. I know you talk about you're thinking it. Selena Gomez.
V. Hudges wasn't in that?
I don't think she was.
Hold on. She had to
V.
be.
Hudges is a terrible
Spring
actress.
Spring Breakers?
Spring Breakers, yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't in that? That was S. Gomez?
I think it was S. Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
And she was even in it the whole time. She left early. She left before the raunchy part started.
No way. That was the only reason why I would even want to watch that movie.
What movie was this?
Spring Breakers. Yeah, she was in there. See, 2012. She was. Spring Breakers.
Yeah, no, not my cup of tea.
That was a weird movie.
That was their going from what you believe, Corey, their Disney look, to the we're hardcore now.
Yeah, I mean, you could still be hardcore and a grown-up and still act like you're in Disney movies. Like, the way she delivers lines and stuff, or maybe it's just when she's in a comedic part then, because, like, every time I watch, she's the hardest thing to get over. Even, I still like the show. I'll watch all the rest of the seasons. episodes.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll watch the rest of the episodes, and I'll cry at the finale, because I think there's such a great cast, and she blew it.
The thing was, you can't go. First of all, you had no tie-in with anything else, so they were out there on their own. Basically, they were on an island, and then they didn't really show any prominent superheroes.
They were on the Yunyu.
Yeah, like they're
by themselves.
So maybe the only way I think this show would have survived is if they did do this show, but tied it into the Arrowverse. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Exactly. How? Explain how that would have gone down.
No, they could have done it like...
The writers could have figured it out.
They could have done it to where it was the Arrowverse, not tied in like it's a spinoff, but like these guys exist in this Arrowverse, and it's just, you know, because then you can have your cameos. You can have a Flash run in. You can have an Arrow, you know.
And have them clean up after the fight.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have been the Shield of the Arrowverse.
Yeah, but they didn't. They wanted to be out on their own, and nobody cared about
Well, we could sit here and pick nits about things that could have been done better, but let's just get to the brain bang.
Brain bang, brain. Your brain.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right.
Oh my God.
Guys.
Loving this.
We found.
I don't even want to hear my own damn theme song.
Nobody else does, so it's
all right. Okay,
maybe just a little bit more.
Feeling bang, bang,
bang. I never thought I'd do this
That's
before.
That's it.
Aaron, you should be right more often.
I mean, I'm on a
Go screen. Aaron. Aaron's the real MVP of the night.
He defeated the theme song.
Well, Drew the Tardis, I'm sorry. He put man period. That's terrible. That is
Hey, horrendous. Corey, do you need one of my tampons?
That is horrendous.
Holy crap.
Do you need a super or a super plus?
I love how, I mean, there's a man crippled before his own devices, you know, just laying on the ground, starving.
I'm sure that's what would happen if you tried to shove a freaking tampon up in the pee hole.
Oh, my God.
And now you guys are just kicking me over and over again.
Let's be honest. If the tables were turned, you'd be doing the same damn thing. It'd be worse.
See, I have this image of being such a bad guy, but really, I just want to be loved.
Yeah. Well,
let's get to the brain bang.
Too bad.
This week's brain bang is Overwatch Season 4. It's coming to a close, ladies and gentlemen. We only have about 2 or 3 days left. And I wanted to know, just kind of get the feelers out there and say, how did you do? I went based on the grade school grading rubric, which was outstanding, satisfactory, needs improvement, or other. Aaron, you probably grew up with satisfactory grades. How did you do in Overwatch this season? Did you even finish your placements?
Yeah, I did finish my placements.
That's right, that was season 4.
And that's all I did.
And where were you?
Oh, perfect placements, first of all. Let's get that out the, you know, perfect 10-game streak. And then I landed somewhere in the 20-something, like low 20s.
Do you remember if it was gold, silver?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
I think it was silver.
I think it was, yeah, if anything, it was silver. But it was, wow, GSG.
Gaming Since Gaming coming through.
Dropping with the five pyramid.
Dropped a little fiver on their faces. Thank you for
five,
that.
How much is that? 5 cents?
I think it's 5 cents. I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't know how this thing works. I don't know how anything works anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so you did. How do you feel, though? Do you think you're a gold player, or should you have been ranked higher?
I'm aware of my skill level in that game, and I think if they're doing the grading right, I think I got what I deserved. Like, okay. I didn't deserve to be like a freaking platinum just because I went, you know, a perfect 10. You know, I'm not saying that everybody does it. Yeah, you know.
All right.
But I think I did well. I think I did all right. I did satisfactory, yes.
Ivy, do you play much competitive? Did you get through all your ranked games?
I don't play competitive.
You're a smart woman, Ivy. Have I ever told you that?
Why do you not play competitive? What's the point of the game?
The point of the game is to have fun, fool.
That's
Ivy
said no one ever.
Is your name Ivy because of Ivy League? Because I swear she is a genius. To have fun. Oh, really? Is that wow. video
that
game
was
purpose?
That was a stretch. Even though it was complimentary. Now you sound like Ivy's Instagram followers.
No, don't hate. Don't hate.
Wow. 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 No, it's been a lot of fun just playing to play, although I have not played as of late. But I'm really excited to, you know, get a lot of the anniversary stuff off of Overwatch. And I play for fun, fool. I don't play to compete.
All right. Webb, how did you do?
I don't want to talk about it. Well, I wasn't done yet,
I don't
fool.
Care. This is about competitive. You don't play competitive. You let me
ass.
Down. Time and a place, Ivy Doom Kitty. Time and a place.
It would take you all month. Have you seen that ass? All month, fool.
No comment. David Webb, how did you do? Outstanding, satisfactory, or needed improvement?
Needed improvement to other.
Okay.
It was not good. It was not good. Not a good season.
I agree. I was definitely in the needs improvement era. I was hoping to be platinum by now. That did not happen. I didn't play a whole bunch, to be honest. But it looks like most of America agreed with us. Last place was 11% with other, and there was a range of stories from people getting banned from bad disconnection issues early on in the season. Some people made incredible climbs from, like, gold to grandmasters. Pretty
Damn.
Incredible. I kind of think they're lying. With 15% of the vote was outstanding. Only 15% of the people thought, hey, I did pretty good this year.
I believe it.
Or this season. 26% were satisfied with their performance, and 48% say that they need improvement.
Hmm. Like, you know, they offer pills for that, right?
I'm just glazed right over that. I believe it. I mean,
I'm very aware of those pills.
I'm sure you are.
I mean, a lot of people have been complaining about the ranking system. So I believe that they're, a lot of them are saying overall that it's not the way they wanted it to go.
And that was this week's Brain Bang.
Hey, someone in chat said that one week at spending your time at a coffee shop made you a freaking hipster.
Wow.
And now we might as well go there too, because we, you know, they're our sponsors, and you know, there's a certain degree of plugging that is required of us. But this is a part where I'm
sure
going to go.
You know a lot about that.
Damn!
Why did I show up to work today? I swear.
Holy crap!
I had no idea.
Ivy.
I already came. In.
Wait
just to crush me.
I was like, out of left field too.
You're the last person I'll call, like, when I'm in crisis.
So he's at the ledge. She's the one that says, do a flip.
Anyways, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. I took Aaron and Janice Davis's advice. I had to do creative writing, which is the first time I've had to do this in quite a while, which is an actual script for a video.
Okay.
And I sat there and I stared at a blank screen here in the studio for about 30 to 40 minutes. Like, got nothing done. Yeah. I started going to YouTube and watching videos.
Yeah, man,
and
the internet is a beast.
I get that.
I fell down a rabbit hole and I was so uninspired. And then I ended up trucking it over to Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Had one of those nitros and I just hammered out like the script of a lifetime. This thing's going to come out and be hot fire. And that's the Oblivion guarantee. Actually, I went there 2 days in a row for the first time.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, well, you're catching up to Webb because he's here like every two
really
minutes.
Is. Yeah. You really are.
Really?
I ran into Webb randomly in the first night that I went there to just kind of get some typing done.
And then we went back the next day.
The next day, yeah.
I don't think we went on. No, we didn't go on Sunday.
Nope, you didn't because I was there all damn day.
Well, I almost did, but the AC was on. And I didn't want to leave.
AC was on in there too. I actually had to go outside for a hot minute
to warm up.
Yeah, to warm up. And then there was a group of people about to fight in front of it. I've never seen a moving argument.
A what?
A moving argument. They argued all like from behind the church to in front of the church, and they stopped where they put their gear down because they were about to throw hands. Then they picked their gear up and kept moving on. And arguing at the same time.
Wait, who is this?
Just some randos.
Oh, okay.
Some literal randos.
What gear did they? Was it like?
I'm talking about like backpacks and their clothes and stuff like that. Yeah, that's all.
Hipster gear.
Hipster gear.
Corey knows all about that.
Whoa! Look at that. Whatcha playing theme song. Caught me off guard. Wow. So surprised. What am I even here for? Aaron, what you been playing?
I have been playing. What have I been playing? I played, of course, more FIFA.
Mortar FIFA?
Yeah, Mortar FIFA.
Is that where you play and they fire
new from
mortars
EA.
At you? Yeah.
I would play that game.
I actually play
Mortar FIFA?
EA has to rank it up somehow. They got to change something on there. Besides that, I played a little Street Fighter. Yeah, I played a little Street Fighter 5.
Did you use the tips I taught you?
I did. But, yeah.
Did you get that thing I sent you?
But again, I mean, when we were playing, you know what my I revert back to that down back.
Yeah, you just do like the spam buttons.
It's a thing. But there hasn't been anything that really has caught my attention to play. I even started looking up apps on the Windows Store, and that's
I've given you the game you need to play next, which I'm going to jump right in, and I'm taking your spot here then and saying Battlegrounds, Public Unknown, or. Is it Public Unknown? Person Unknown?
Just
I can't
call it Battlegrounds.
No, it's Pub Battlegrounds. Player Unknown. Player Unknown Battlegrounds. No one just calls it Battlegrounds.
Everybody calls
there's
it
There's too many battle games. There's Battlefront.
That's
there's
Battlefield.
There's
Battlegrounds.
Toads. Like, there's everything battle.
Battlefront.
Now we have Player Unknown Battlegrounds, and it's so much fun. Oh, my God. It's just like you could pick it up for just a short amount of time and be guaranteed to have something crazy happen. Whether it's me being an idiot and almost killing myself with a Molotov cocktail and getting my face sniped off, to chasing a guy for literally about 10 minutes before I punched his face in. I mean, it was just...
Have you ever won?
No. There's 100 people.
I understand, but as it much depends as you, on, you play...
I think it's as, it depends on how try-hard you want to be. Like, if you really want to be try-hard and you want to take it so serious and you hit the ground and you immediately go prone and you crawl up to everything and you walk like it was real life, you could spend, like, an hour easy in a match... And, like, I don't know. I don't know how much fun you'd have. But for me, I just like to land and try and cause mayhem and try and last as long as I can, but I'm more just trying to make funny shit happen.
Okay. I mean, I thought the objective was to win, but okay.
Not in this game. This is where I'll take the Ivy stance. I just want to have fun.
Oh, I thought winning was fun.
She's going to kill you.
I imagine I've never done a duo or a squad. I think it would increase the game... It's fun factor even more because
what do you see they evolve from where it's at? Because it seems like it is one of these early access type of games right now. Where is it going to go?
I don't know.
New maps?
I don't care.
Really? So you happy with this game? I mean, it's only
I'm
30
pretty
bucks.
Happy with it. Yeah, it's only 30.
So it's not
$30.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
And then you get it. It's quick.
Yeah, it's quick.
It's quick. You get in the matches very fast. So yeah, I mean. I've played other ones, H1Z1, and
that's what I thought was the first. It looks a lot like H1Z1.
It's very similar to King of the Kill.
But I wouldn't. I would say this one is probably better. Yeah,
highly recommend it. Webb, what you been playing?
Street Fighter V, a lot of Street Fighter V, and a little bit of Overwatch.
Are you? How do you feel you're doing? I have people coming into my chats when I'm streaming, and they're not feeling too optimistic.
That's a lie.
They're saying that your Guile switch was.
I'm following my coach's instructions. If he thinks I should play Guile, play Guile.
I'm telling you, people I know who play a lot of Street Fighter, people I actually trust, they're telling me that you're switching to Guile was a big mistake.
I feel like I have improved quicker with Guile than I did with Laura. And I think what it has to do with is for a beginner, I don't know if Laura is just because she's tier one.
She's not user-friendly.
She's not user-friendly for like a very like brand new player gearing up to Laura. The problem is like I don't have a whole lot of time to like start with one character and build up to another character. So
well, I can't wait for you to spam those flash kicks and get punished very hard for it. Good luck. I'll tell you that. Good luck with your training. I will admit, my coach, Roger Howard.
Yeah.
I think he's fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, our schedules, we're at different places in our life right now, and I think I need a little bit more out of a coach. So I'm trialing a few people, and I may have an update next week of my
new coach.
You're
getting a coach now?
Yeah. What happened to you just not training?
Why not? Wow. I didn't sign no contract saying I couldn't get a coach and improve. And I'm looking past Webb. Like, I'm going to beat him, but when I run through him, I want to run through Jay Gist.
That
next.
Sounds like great fear.
No, I'm planning for Jay Gist. I'm planning on taking on my former sensei, Roger Howard. Aaron, I mean, I guess I can, you know, throw a beating your way if you want. But Goliath and chat, I mean, I want to start reckoning this guy. Like, I'm going after everybody. I'm not just going after David Webb.
I'd probably be offended if I cared, but I don't.
Well, you don't because, I mean, I laid the smack down on you last week. Easily.
See, what's ironic here is before this started, how cocky he was.
Oh,
I'm not going to train. I'm going to eat Cheetos. That's
going
to be my training. But then
gain
once
about
I start,
30 pounds,
once I start,
break one thumb, I'm going to be good.
I'm going to be good. Yeah, and then once it starts, then he decides, I better start picking up the controller and training.
Yeah,
so,
take it as motivation if you want. I mean, it doesn't matter how you take it.
Because
I'm going to give it to you.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
It's freezing.
Ivy Doom Kitty, what have you been playing?
I've been playing the trolling Corey game. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you fucking mastered it.
I mean,
you still love me. It's okay.
She's definitely top tier. You're going to esports in that one.
No, I honestly haven't played anything. I've been so busy with catching up on my schoolwork and catching up on physical work and whatnot that I haven't had a chance to play. I did play a lot of Pokemon over the weekend while I was in Vegas.
Oh, you know what? I did play some Pokemon Go too.
Oh, did you did you get in on that event?
Oh, I got a bunch of Charmander candy since they had the multiplier thingy.
Oh, yeah, I, so like, you're I, still I doing was, like, the Pokemon Go
or something like I forgot what it was. That and I got a bunch of the rock type Pokemons. Yeah, that's about it. Catched a crap ton of eggs since we were walking everywhere. And yeah, that was pretty much it. I played the game of
life,
not getting tossed while in Vegas. I was a good girl.
Yeah, we could tell from the pictures. Very good.
Yeah, you guys saw I was being good.
There's pictures?
Oh, yeah, there's pictures Vegas of her, pictures? Like, with the Chippendales.
What? And
the,
ew. Okay, so let me preface this, okay? It was a bachelorette party, and we were celebrating one of a good friend of mine's bachelorette party, and they wanted to go see a show. Well, the one thing I learned over that weekend is I am definitely not attracted to muscular bodies.
Wow, and 90% of, like, humanity was like, oh, thank God.
I really am not. Yeah, that's one thing I learned over the weekend. I'm not. Two.
Anybody at gym listening to this right now just dropped the weights and walked out.
Yeah. I think like everyone in chat just
canceled my membership.
Yep, they all just canceled their memberships.
I found that I prefer meatier men in terms of, like flesh, fleshy.
I don't know where we're going with this right now.
And I have also learned that I do not like shows of that nature at all, because for me it's a thing of, women bitch and moan all the time, left and right, about how men objectify their bodies and this and that and whatever. But yet women also go to shows where they're now objectifying men as well. And it seems it's just really hypocritical, and it just bothered me. And that's, again, a personal opinion on my end. It just really bothered me. It made me very uncomfortable. If I ever have a bachelorette party, it definitely would not involve something like that. It'd probably be more of, let's get some pizza, let's get some wings, let's get some drinks. We can go bar hopping, but let's freaking do some LAN gaming and, like, just hang out and party all night playing video games. And
so no Chippendales
and pizza. No.
About the Chunkendales?
Chunkendales. Terrible.
No, I'm not into any of that. It did absolutely nothing for me. Yeah, so I kind of just I removed myself from some of that, because it
didn't like the dongs flapping around, huh?
Oh, and cats. I want lots of cats. Like, for me, a party would be like cats and video games and pizza and wings and lots of really good drinks, maybe some speakeasies, more cats, and land gaming.
I'm
and
trying to
more
think,
cats.
Is there a cat on
I'm
that
trying
pizza
to conceptualize.
And some tea.
Like,
oh, and tea. Pizza. And some tea. A lot of tea, like afternoon high tea type stuff.
Aaron, yeah. How do you feel about muscular
maybe
women?
Maybe massages. Massages.
Muscular
too.
Women?
Yeah, like, those really ripped women. Like, would you go to a place called, like, Chickendales if they had, like, these really just beefy-ass women who would just dance on a stage for you?
I don't know.
They just flex around.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen a very, like, muscular woman in real life. I've seen pictures, of course, but, like, I don't know.
Chat's like, dad bod for the mother effing win. I learned a lot about myself over the weekend.
In Vegas.
How
does that make the Chippendales dancer feel? Like, they're trying to work, and then
he's
you're
worked
just,
out. His
you're just
entire
disinterested
life
the whole time, and they're like, is it me? Is it my
body?
Oh,
I was very disinterested. Like, very, very disinterested. Like, I'll put it this way. One of the dudes came up to me, and I was like, no. Like, no.
That's got to hurt your soul a little. Like, your profession is – that's like a comedian not making people laugh, right?
It wasn't for me. It just was not for me. Maybe I'm wired differently than the majority of women. I don't know. Maybe there's, like,
no,
something's
every,
not right up there. I don't know. It just – it wasn't for me.
Well, in our time of hanging out with Ivy, we know you are definitely wired unlike normal people. Put it that way.
I don't want to say a real body, because it's all bodies are real regardless of what end of the spectrum or middle of the spectrum you are. I just, for me, it's just, I want, like, I'm interested in, like, the average body type. I was more interested in, like, I wonder what these guys do, like, after they do this stuff. Like, what do they do for this? What do they do for that? I was more interested in, like, their mental state.
No, that just means she's...
Aren't you majoring in psychology?
I think it just means you're getting older,
yeah,
Ivy.
You're just getting more mature. Yeah.
I think you're maturing is what it is.
When you think that.
I put it in a lot meaner terms. Like, when I was younger, I had very high standards in what I thought was attractive. But now as I grow older, you know...
Wait, what?
Does
your wife listen to this show?
Oh, my God. The Chris Farley of the Chippendales answer. Okay, Chris Farley... was godlike in those skits. That was
that what you
awesome. He was the best.
So if Chris Farley was there chipping dancing, that's you'd be like, yeah, I'm all for that.
I'm not talking break about like a piece of that right like now. That. But I'd want to give the man a hug and be like, you are one freaking badass, dude. Hell yeah.
Did your friends notice you and your disinterest?
Oh, they asked how I thought.
Okay.
All right. Or not how I thought, what I thought about the show. And I was like, honestly, I'm really happy that you guys had a great time because you guys all look like you had a blast. But it's not for me. It's not my cup of tea. It's not for me.
Aaron, I realized that when we were having a conversation. Remember when we were talking about our grading scales? How awful of a thing that was. But remember we were talking about our scale of attractiveness from 1 to 10 and what that looks like?
I still stand by it, yeah.
You still stand yours. And I said, at this point, I couldn't place anybody lower than a 7. Like my scale starts at 7.
Your scale for all women.
Pretty much.
Your scale starts at 7.
Yeah, for just about every woman, I believe it starts at 7.
And we were talking total package here, correct?
Total package.
Yeah, no.
And then there's some wiggle room up to a 10. And 10s I give out generously. 10s are just like
there's no such thing.
You just hand them out like Halloween candy.
There's egg, chicken. There's unicorn. I don't know.
So I feel it's an age thing, a maturity thing.
It's definitely
probably. You know what? Probably, because I will say this. With my ex, I was the first thing I noticed was physicality at that point in time in my life, as opposed to what was here, or I guess it's because we're podcasting. Also, what was in their mind, their mental capacity, their not level of education, but. In terms of, you know, how they carry themselves, how do they think, things like that. What makes them tick, things like that. Whereas now I'm more interested in, you know, how someone thinks, you know. Can you spend a whole night talking to them into the early hours of the morning? Can you carry a conversation with them? How do they feel about this thing? How do they feel about that? You know, are they passionate about life? I find myself a lot more interested in those kind of conversations, someone I can engage with versus anything else. But at the same token, you know, you have to realize the exterior of every person in terms of physicality fades with time. You know, we're all going to get old at some point, you know. So I am very much more interested in being able to age with somebody that I can have a lot in common with in other things, you know, as opposed to, oh, yeah, you look hot. You know, because I find myself attracted to people that can hold a great conversation with me, you know, that are smart, that are driven, you know, different things like that. And in terms of physicality, the one thing I realized over the weekend was if you were going to if you're going to lay down next to one of those dudes and put your arm around them, it would just be like solid muscle that you're putting around your arm around. Like there's nothing you can like. There's nothing squishy, you know, like that's just what I mean. Like, you know, like if you wanted to rest your head like on their chest or on their tummy, like it would hurt like hell because it's rock solid, you know, muscle versus there being like nice squishiness. And you can be like, oh, you know, you are my squishy and you will forever be my squishy, you know, but I don't know. That's just me. Whatever.
Chat got kind of quiet. I don't want to imagine what they're doing.
They're taking notes. That's what they were.
I think it is. I think they all opened a Google Doc.
So can you repeat that last part about what's in your brain? Something like that, right? Squishy.
Oh, God.
You're so speaking you're too fast, Ivy. You're speaking too fast.
Damn you my know, abs.
But
I need to go buy some ice cream.
You suck.
I need to fluff up. All right. Well, oh, God.
But you know, that's not to, you know, say anything bad about anybody that works out. By all means, you work out, kick ass, keep doing that, and, you know, take care of you and be healthy, be fit. You know, whatever it is you want to do to makes you happy, go for it, you know. But, I just pretty much the whole sum of all of this is I discovered a lot about my personal preferences.
Well, we're glad you had that experience, and we can dissect into these at a later date, because currently we have some business to attend to, and it goes to the tune of this. What's it all for?
What?
This is terrible. This is rough. Yes, so we already talked about Red Dead Redemption. Yesterday, Far Cry 5 dropped a teaser trailer talking about what the new game is going to look like. It was all live action, though, so we didn't see any gameplay. But we did find out it's going to take place in Montana.
Montana.
So if you haven't seen the trailer... Basically, it's different shots of the various topographical areas of Montana. So you get like a mountain scene, and then in the background you hear a like some guy scream, and then it cuts to like this calm river with a body floating in it. Then you see a guy running through a cornfield, and then it fades to black just as you hear a gunshot, and it wraps up. And I had to rewind because I had to make sure I saw this. It wraps up with kind of like a drone shot going past the church as you hear the church bell and Amazing Grace being sung in the church, but the church bell is being rung by one dude slamming another dude's head against the bell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say by Trump. Like, well, that makes sense.
Surprise!
Yeah.
So no real hint on what the game's going to be about, any gameplay or anything like that, but just basically confirming it's going to be in Montana. We did get some reports that it may be in Montana earlier in the year, I think. Poplar Montana's Tribune reported that a production crew had come by and they were doing shots by a church.
But I like that. I mean, so, we get all these games, but we just got Ghost Recon that's set in, you know, Bolivia or whatever.
Bolivia.
And I still need that.
We never get the U.S., you know, because U.S. has problems and crime here, too.
We had the Division.
Yeah, but that was, like, post-apocalyptic type of thing. Like, a modern day, like, there's stuff that goes on now. Let's be honest. Yeah. We're not the perfect country by far.
Now, I don't know when Far Cry 5 is going to take place, though. I don't know if it's going to be modern or if it's going to be...
I hope it's, like, a modern age type of thing. Like I like the concept of heist, you know, that game, because it's modern. You know, there's problems, you know.
Right.
And U.S. is the setting. And so if they can do something like that with this one... I'm all down for it.
It just seems kind of unrealistic, right? Because the Far Cry games get pretty extreme, and it's all about causing fires and infiltrating bases and doing all this crazy bullshit.
Yeah.
If anything like that were to happen in Montana, like, all the military would show up. So are we talking, like, post-apocalyptic, you know? Or what's the sitch here?
It kind of seems like it wouldn't. If it's going to be in Montana, it's not going to be modern-day Montana.
What's in Montana, right, Corey?
Montanians?
Exactly. They have no connection with the outside world.
There's a mountain.
It is crazy zoned over there. Yeah, exactly.
Cornfields and a church.
Name three freaking cities in Montana. Thank you.
I got nothing.
Thank you.
I wasn't even trying to make up something.
The closest one I can think of is Denver, and I don't even think that's in Montana.
That's in Colorado.
Exactly.
That's a whole different
state. Exactly.
I don't know if Colorado touches Montana.
Exactly. What is it? Houston, Montana? I don't know.
It's gonna take place in the fictional area of Hope County, I believe.
So, like, think about what's that movie? No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like that. Maybe they go that route. You know, it's small time, and it's all in that, you know, that flatland type of thing. You don't know. They're not causing a lot of attention. Because,
backwoods Montana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're not going to call the National Guard.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, typically, I'd agree with that. Like, a Resident Evil type of game that takes place that's isolated to a mansion didn't necessarily warrant the, you know, army to come out and take care of it it eventually grew into that. But in a Far Cry game, it's so extravagant that it feels like if that were to happen in America, it would like be a national disaster.
Then most likely they won't go that over the top on this one. Then they won't, you know, go mass murder. It's like if it's gonna draw that much attention, then yeah, they it has to be set back in the time before the internet.
Okay. I can see.
I'm thinking it's not gonna be super modern, but it's not gonna be like 1800s or anything. It's gonna be like, you know, maybe 50s, 60s.
There's a screenshot somewhere, right? I didn't get to see I haven't seen the whatchamacallit, the actual trailer. Yeah.
Ivy, any experience with the Far Cry series?
None whatsoever, actually.
You are missing out. First person chaos. Yes. Open world map. You can cause all sorts of mayhem. There's even one with dinosaurs. This is one you should definitely...
Okay, that sounds cool. But can I ride one into battle?
Of course. You can?
Really?
I didn't play it.
You failed.
I bought it as a gift for Aaron and Webb, thinking they'd be able to play together, but apparently it wasn't multiplayer.
No, it was not.
Hold on. So last week you were talking about buying one of them a game, right? And it was a different game. Now this week you're talking about you buying them a game so they can play together.
Yeah.
What the hell? But you can't get Overwatch for Xbox to play with me, you fool.
I have the game on two different platforms. I can't justify it playing it just for you, who doesn't even play competitive.
Here's a question. Hey, chat, if I was to ask one of you guys, hey, I want to play Overwatch with you, and you didn't have the game, would you get the game? And you were a fan of Overwatch. Would you get the game to see?
They would buy every copy.
Exactly. Would you guys play Overwatch with me? Because apparently Corey doesn't want to.
Butchers are back. Who plays Overwatch on Xbox?
Yeah, exactly. Not so easily swayed. I play on the
whatever
on the,
butcher.
And to be fair, like I bought the game only once. I bought it on the PC, and then it was my cousin who purchased it for me on the PS4. That's the only reason I have it on the PS4. I didn't buy it.
No,
twice.
Julio on Facebook, do not go steal it.
Wow.
He's like, I'll go steal it for real.
Now it did come out. There's an anniversary edition. So, Ivy, if you want to make the jump to PC, the big leagues, and play with me and Webb,
it's cheap, too.
Option is out there.
I think it's $30.
$30.
PC?
Yep.
I would get it for PC.
When did the...
PC Master Race. Yeah. I don't deny that.
When did the last Far Cry come out? Was that last year? Or 2 years ago?
Primal? That was 14.
Okay. Really? 2014? Yeah. Good lord.
Hey, Ninja.
Good on you guys, Far Cry. Ubiquitous. Good on you.
What's next, Web?
All right. Overwatch. Everybody's favorite subject. They have their anniversary event going on right now.
Woo!
You get three new arena maps.
Nice.
Castillo, Necropolis.
Castillo.
And Castillo.
There you go. Two L's makes a Y.
Yeah. Castello.
Did you just say three new maps?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Wait. These are only for... like the 3v3 and 1v1 map.
Yeah, like the arcade. So
that's the only bad part.
That's fine. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, because I was getting really sick of that snow level.
I bet you they're going to... I'm sure they'll evolve it into... they'll eventually bring it over into the main quick play.
Well, they're small maps.
Oh, are they?
These are tiny little maps. Yeah. I do like the changes they've made to the 3v3, where if you win a round, if your team wins that round, you cannot pick those characters anymore.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
So it is still first to three, I think.
Okay.
I learned the hard way in my first match. I went through with Roadhog, who I usually just spam every time because he has self-healing. We had like a Mei and a Soldier or something, like really, really OP characters. And we just ran through them. And then we lost every match after that because we were forced. We had like no sustainable characters. Someone had to go healer. They kept getting picked off. So it does make you actually think a little bit more, and I welcome these changes.
Along with the anniversary event, you can now get the Overwatch Game of the Year edition. It's available for Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It includes 10 free loot boxes, a collection of throwback skins from the Origins edition, and Overwatch-themed in-game items for Diablo 3, World of Warcraft, StarCraft 2, and Heroes of the Storm.
Looks good. Did anybody actually play Heroes of the Storm to get all the D.Va skins and things like that?
I did not. I planned to, but I didn't.
Nope. I wasn't going to download
it. Is it over?
Again.
I don't know. It might be over.
I think it is. I believe Sheldon in chat would know for sure if it's over. So he'll comment in a sec.
Yeah, because he just said he played it.
He did.
So we'll wait for that.
I bought 11.
It is over.
11 boxes. Got in my first one, I opened the Symmetra skin, which I was so hyped for. And like in the second or third one, got the new Tracer skin, the graffiti one.
Oh, that was the other one I wanted, yeah.
It's so good. And then I picked up a legendary Anna skin. It wasn't new, but it was an existing one. So three legendaries, 11 boxes. I got my money's worth.
Yeah, that's not bad. I really want the Genji skin.
The Power Ranger Genji?
Yeah, I don't even play Genji.
I think that's everybody's favorite. So
I think
far.
I'll take up Genji just so I can use that skin. I like the Lucio skin and Tracer graffiti skin.
Aaron, you have a coworker who's also very enthusiastic about this skin.
Sergey, the Ukrainian-Russian. Yes, he is very...
Maybe he's a Power Ranger in real life.
He might be. He's got enough energy to be. he's excited for that. You know what? Actually, when he was yelling, you know... That,
Morphin time?
That Genji skin? Oh. That Genji skin?
The when he Genji was, skin, though.
When he was yelling that in the break room, some girl walked by and she's like, wait, do you main Genji? And he's like, yeah. And she like, ew.
Ew. That's amazing.
I had to almost get up and
wait,
leave.
Wait, Genji isn't Hanzo, though.
Yeah, but...
Genji's actually very useful in a dive
Genji,
comp right
but
now.
But to me, I feel he's the same thing.
Either they're pretty
good
similar.
Or you're bad. Either you're good or you're bad.
I feel like they're pretty similar.
Hanzo just got a buff, so, you know...
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but Hanzo got a little
more
bit of a buff.
More arrows in his quiver? He can hold more than 12 now?
I think he can, like... cock
really jam
his
there?
Bow and climb at the same time.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Which I think kind of helps.
Climb and cock?
I mean, really just, what?
What?
That's what you just said. You can climb and cock his arrow
don't
at the
ever
same
say
time.
That word again.
That's what you just said.
I know, I can I can say
just
it.
Said that.
Oh, cover your ears.
I could say it, and it's fine, but when you say it, it just, I don't know, it just ruins it.
Good.
Ugh. No, it just sounded extra dirty.
It did.
It sounded like hearing your nephew... Say it.
That's horrible. Moving right along.
Good lord. I'm thrown for a loop. What's the next story, Webb?
Well, keeping on with Overwatch, the Professional Overwatch League announces an amateur tournament. So if you feel like you are good enough to play in the top tier of the echelon, you can go into the Overwatch Contenders tournament. So basically, you get your team together. That's for aspiring pros. Winners earn cash prizes, and that's where the pro teams are going to be looking to draw their people from.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people excited. There's a Discord channel for top 500 players that started going ham with looking for groups. People are actually getting way more serious about finding, I guess you'd call them independent teams, minor league teams,
yeah,
together to start getting ready to qualify for this Contenders League.
Okay. And then it sounds like starting later, there's going to be one that's open division. So it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be under the Contenders, because when you go from open division, when you win that, you go into the Contenders to then get try to be called up into the pros. But it looks like you're going to have to be at least a master's rank or higher in order to compete.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Hmm. Spider-Man's Tom Holland is going to be playing Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie.
Like the the prequel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like a prequel
so
thing?
This takes place, this is based on a sequence from Uncharted 3. They're going to take that sequence and kind of blow it up into an actual
movie. Okay.
And you're going to learn how he meets Sully. And
don't know any of these people.
He's like his old psychic.
His old psychic?
Old psychic. This is like older guy who's a psychic.
So this is basically just Indiana Jones, young Indiana Jones, right?
Basically. Okay. It's like the male version of Tomb Raider.
Okay. I mean, I don't see a problem with it. Like, you know, taking a small section of a popular franchise and expanding upon it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tom Holland's a good fit for Nathan Drake. He seems way too young. And why not just have the actual
He's the young version guy. Of him. They're playing the kid.
Yeah,
this is
a kid movie.
It's
a kid. It's when he's young. Well, not a kid, but when he's younger.
Yeah, when he's younger. Because
Tom Holland's 20, which I didn't know. I thought he was a lot younger
than
that.
I
don't
want to see that.
You want to see full-blown, grown Nathan Drake.
Yeah, I
want to
see a real Uncharted story. I don't want to see him playing, cuddling his Cabbage Patch dolls.
They got to save something for the... the sequels.
They need to do it quick before a dude from Serenity gets too old.
Yeah. Dude from Serenity.
Yeah, the captain. What's his name? Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion?
That's the only person I can see playing Nathan Drake right now.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Unless somebody in chat knows somebody better, because I don't think so.
What's next?
Exactly.
That's all I got.
That's it?
Yeah, we blew through it a lot quicker than I thought. Well, because you took... You terrible person. You took away my lead story with Red Dead Redemption. I'm going to be all emo about it in the beginning of the show.
Which you should be happy about. You should be ecstatic about that.
Go get your hipster coffee, Corey.
Who said Joel McDermott?
Who? I don't even know who that is.
I don't even know who that is either, but he shouldn't play Nathan Drake.
Nismonic said Chris Pratt.
No. Chris Pratt is cool, but he's not Nathan Drake.
It's. I did find out Red Dead Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to be the first Rockstar game created from the ground up for the new generation console.
Oh, wow. Ground up. Oh, so then, yeah, if I had known that information, I would have really just been like, you might as well just like write it in stone. It's not coming out.
Because you have like Xbox. Grand Theft Auto 5 originally launched on
360.
360
and
PS3. And
Yeah.
And then it got ported over to the new one. So. Yeah, with that knowledge,
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
I am going full chips, though. I'm going all in.
For Destiny?
For Destiny 2.
Are you going to pre-order it?
Game of the year. Pre-ordering it. Oh, I'm calling it right now. It's going to be goaty.
Get ready for another show where Emo Corey comes back out.
All right, here's the question.
It'll be the Christmas show when we figure out once and for all what really is the best, and I'll be too drunk either way.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry regardless on that show.
Either way, he's going to
dye your hair black.
That's what happens.
Swoop it over one eye.
Christmas shows are for me to get drunk and cry, whether it's happy tears or sad tears. It's going to happen. Destiny 2 in chat. Look at that. Nismonic, my boy, right there, my favorite.
What platform are you going to get it on?
PC.
PC?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to wait. You have to wait for it because it's not coming out the same day as.
It's not coming out even the same day.
Nope.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense at all.
Activision or Blizzard—they haven't announced an actual date for when it's going to come out. They've just said that we're excited to be a part of it, and we're excited to have more details later on in the year. But
Destiny DLC Game of the Year. Wow.
But yeah, the console versions already have a solid release date. September 8th, I believe.
I don't know. There are certain games now that I feel the swindleness should just not be supported. Like, you know what's happening with EA.
Swindleness.
Yes. You're getting swindled,
Someone create a Urban Dictionary for swindleness.
Okay, why do you think that you're getting swindled from this game?
Because you see it coming from EA. Like, I know they're punching me in the face with FIFA 18, 19, 20, right?
Well, it's EA in the sense for the PC version.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I see that with these sports games, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that. CLD is another one.
Right, yeah, Joe Voss just
exactly,
popped
up. Yeah, that's
in
another
that.
Swindleness. And so
is that who that is?
Yeah, Joe Voss, or Vo Joss.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person.
Wow.
I didn't put that together.
You didn't switch the letters around, huh?
I think I know who it is.
Okay. Right. But this is supposed to be.
You mean because I just said it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Destiny is supposed to be an epic game. Like, it's supposed to be this grandiose experience type of thing.
Which it will be.
Your swindleness, to use the word, mm-hmm. is only applicable
that is not a word
standpoint.
Yeah, let's stop using swindleness.
That is not a word. Don't stop trying to make it a thing.
It's swindplicity.
The swindplicity of it all.
No.
Is only applicable to the PC version.
No, that's that you can't
because EA doesn't have anything to do with the other version.
No.
With the console version.
I'm saying swindleness in the sense that you have a game where you had high expectations from. They weren't met.
Initially.
They weren't met.
Initially.
And then they come out with I feel like this is a, oops, we messed up. Here's our fix. So far, that I know this is a oops, we messed up, here's our fix, that the interface is the same.
Okay,
the interface does not make games.
I'm not saying it makes games.
You are.
But I'm saying it's a telling.
You're saying
how is it a telling?
It's a if I literally gave you a cup of water that was disgusting and said, hold on, I'll go get you something else. I told you the cup of water was good, but then you said it was disgusting, and I get you the exact same cup. You'd be like, wait, this is the same thing.
This
like,
makes no sense. This is the worst analogy.
You have the worst analogy.
It's
analogies.
The same thing.
You had one good analogy
it's
one
the
time.
Same
this makes no sense.
Thing. How is it not? Explain to me how it's not.
Look at the interface for Sonic 1 and Sonic
Stop
2.
It. Stop it.
They have the same interface.
I'm talking about big, big scored games. Look at, if you even want to go back to Mass Effect. Look at the differences between those. Ooh. And they already touted the 1, 2, and 3 as these big, epic games. Look at those differences. Look at the differences between those three. Then you have your game, Destiny. Literally, people, and they're not fools online. So, I mean, I'm not saying that this is not going to be a solid game.
Did you just say there's not fools online?
I'm saying they are not fools online.
Oh, they're fools online.
There are tons of fools online.
The people that see, and I look at the, because I always go to the comments. I always go to the little forums for the trailers and all that type of stuff for this game. Because I want to see how their reaction is.
You scroll through and look for the people that.
No, there's a mix. Because there's a mix. There's those people that they are diehard. I loved Destiny. I love that game. You know, and then there's those people that are like, why are you repackaging, you know, the same doo-doo that you gave me before?
Aside from the character screen, like the weapon,
that's why you get people in here talking about it's DLC. Like, come on. You see it. I know you guys see it.
No, I don't see it.
I call mine on FIFA. It's repackaged. It's repackaged.
Yeah, but they've
I'm
that,
playing FIFA
they do
11
that year in year out.
Exactly.
Like, that's every
so all they've
year.
Done to you is stretched it out another
all
right, 2 years.
You know what? If
that's
we,
all they did.
If we go, if Destiny 2 comes out September 8th. If we buy it and it does feel like it's repackaged. Then we'll admit that.
Then
repackaged.
We're gonna have another double emo episode. Both of you two.
I'm not gonna be emo. I don't care if you're right.
Because I'm like,
you don't rule my life, Aaron.
Play the game. It'll be a solid. If you like, I'm telling you right now. If you're a Destiny fan and you loved Destiny 1. Play Destiny 2. You will love this one because you're getting the exact same thing. You're getting more of what you loved. That's where I'm going to end that.
I'll ask Ivy, are you?
What?
Do you have any intention on getting Destiny 2?
I never even played the first one.
It's okay. You don't need to.
You
There's
need
no
to.
Story.
Ivy League.
Well, okay. I chose not to get Destiny only because I just heard a lot of mixed things. It didn't sound like it was a game that I particularly would be interested in, per se. So I didn't feel the need to invest that much time into a game that, at the end of the day, I don't know, I felt like I just wouldn't really like it. It really didn't catch my interest in any way.
Was it the Chippendales of games for you?
The game's body was just
yes,
so rock hard.
The six-pack was so real. It didn't have enough substance for me.
Ooh. Please clip that out and put that in the Destiny forums.
Well, I don't know. I have a big decision ahead of me.
No, I haven't played it, so I don't know. I can't say anything about, you know,
no
whether
say.
I'm going
really
to get the new one or not, because I have nothing really to go off of.
Are you really going to pre-order it?
I'm thinking about it. Why not? I know I'm going to get it day one, so
yeah.
I might as well pre-order.
What would you compare that game to, though?
Halo.
Halo?
No, you can't say that.
Yeah,
you can.
It's very
really?
Much Halo.
It's a game.
Is it very much like Halo?
Yeah.
Because you can shoot a grunt in the face and it dies, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that on
the
Destiny.
Halo.
Yeah, you can.
It's a numbers game.
What?
The game I played, it was a numbers game. You shot it, and then you shot it again for numbers to spark out the stupid thing.
Oh, that's how much damage you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Gun.
Like,
but if you control the types of guns and enemies and the AI and how everything responds, like, it's very Halo-ish. The way driving a ghost is just like.
Facebook is saying it's Halo with magic.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay, then in that case, I'd be open to trying.
See?
Gaming Says Gaming, Borderlands, and Halo had a baby. There you
go. Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm happy with that. Two great games had a baby, and it was another great game. Well, thanks for listening to the show, everybody. I have the last word, even though I'm sad. I'm tilted.
What?
As the gamers would say.
Hey, guys, if you guys are going to be at freaking, you know, Alamo City Comic Con in San Antonio this weekend, I will be there.
Nice
Come and
plug.
See me.
Just walk all over
days.
What I had to say for your
all
plug.
4 days. Thursday,
for
Friday,
Aaron Ivy,
Saturday.
David Webb,
and
Sunday. Corey and Aaron Carter. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
I wonder if that's a real
Luke
term.
Luke Cage!